This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and we are live today once again at the best pickleball location in DFW, Pickler Universe in Carrollton. It's time for a pickleball happy hour. We got Stella Artois along with us, handing out those Stella Artois samples. So join us. You know, as soon as you get off work, we'll crack them and have ourselves a time talking sports here over the next 3.5 hours. Rangers Blue Jays tonight. Here on The Fan with the pregame at 5:30, live from Toronto. Sounds will join us coming up in just over an hour. General at your service. If you see me, bear me N.A., and Stella does make an incredible non-alcoholic concoction. I do appreciate those. Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champion, is along with us here for the ride. Of course, you got Lucius Alexander back home with the Pimp Cup Master Control 75 and Fitzhugh. Fix it to go 3.5 flawless. You will have LA Live coming up at 4:40 today. 4:40, a little bit early there because the Rangers pregame. Of course, Wolchuk and Schiafalo are here. Ramon Cruz is remote engineering. He'll have a steady hand over the broadcast over the next 3.5 hours. And, yeah, you know, we're looking forward to talking sports here with you. We got a little bit of news out of Washington as Kingsbury, our old buddy, the offensive coordinator, is basically saying it's time to get these guys in. So I think it's going to come to a head here with McLaurin. And what, fingers are crossed that they end up trading him? Is that what we're doing here?
I mean, you
trade McLaurin, you're heading for second place in the division.
Man, it'd be awesome if they traded Terry McLaurin. I don't think that they're probably going to get a deal done. I saw some report yesterday they'll probably go $28 million or more. They'll do something for him. But I'd love it if they could get a trade done. That'd be ideal. It made me feel more optimistic. Nick Eatman this morning with Sean and RJ saying he's still going to say within a week Micah gets done. So that'd be great. But we had a Love of the Stars special today that's out with Brian Baldy. Baldy was like, look, I don't think it matters for Micah. He used the Nick Bosa example, okay, where Bosa held out, and then he ended up just going out and getting a sack against the Steelers.
Well, I hope you're right about that.
He was poo-pooing the whole ramp-up stuff. He's okay. Like, he doesn't need a ramp-up for Micah. So I hope he is right, and hopefully we can just get this thing done so that we can get him in practice, and we don't have to stress about, is he ready to go? How many snaps can he play? Because this is now just starting to get freaking annoying. But, yeah, in a perfect world, trade Terry McLaurin, sign Micah.
It is notable that people just aren't buying the Micah holdout. You know, the bigger debate is, will he play week one after getting the deal done at some point in the next couple of weeks? Are you hearing the same thing as Nick Eatman, that maybe in the next week or so, this pen to paper here with Micah Parsons?
Not at all. Not at all. No, I'm not. And it's going to be about, you know, somebody is going to have to break ranks, and either Mike is going to have to step up and tell David Mulugeta, hey, you go get this thing done, and I don't want to wait anymore. What are they offering? These are what Jerry and I talked about initially. See if you can work from there. You know, I'm sure that David has all that information already, but I haven't heard anything. It sounded like to me that Jerry's pretty much dug in, you know. So, you know, Mulugeta's side is saying, well, Jerry needs to come to us.
And I feel like Jerry's saying back, we had a deal, you know, so you let us know when you're actually willing to sign the deal that sure, we had. And if you're Micah and his agent, you're like, we're not going to sign this deal, you know. So I think it's going to be a standoff, and I think he'll play with a fifth-year option this year. because of those reasons. And it's too much money to not play for. And I think what the Cowboys are probably offering in a long-term extension is so far below what Watt and Garrett have that I don't think, you know, Mike, after everything's been said and done, could come in at 38 or 39. You know, I think this thing is probably headed for another off-season of discussion. That's at least what my gut's telling me here with, 20 days now to go till Cowboys-Eagles.
Yeah, it's right around the corner, man. And I know Bobby's saying, like, if you get to the season and he ends up just playing on the fifth-year deal here, then the likelihood of him just not being a Cowboy after this season skyrockets. And maybe you slap the tag on him and another team comes in, says we're willing to give you those two ones to go ahead and take him off your hands.
Yeah, and at that point, maybe a trade request becomes a trade demand, becomes I'm leaving. You know, I've moved out of DFW. I'm never playing football for you again. So if you want to get something for the asset. But I do believe Steven when he says we're not going to trade him. I don't think it would ever be their idea to trade him. You know, this is just kind of normal life that you deal with, you know, from an ownership perspective with a lot of your best players. There was no more traction on the trade deal with Green Bay. That just kind of fizzled there.
I saw a report that possibly what they were offering was two ones, a two, and a player. Don't know what player it was. It would have been a player on the defensive side of the ball. But there's been no deal made, according to Jane. And the Cowboys are not negotiating and initiating any trade talk. So it stands with the Cowboys have no interest, which Stephen Jones told us when I asked him at the media party, would you trade Micah? No, without hesitation. What Jerry's told the media, no, we're not trading him. That seems to be the Cowboys' stance right now.
I wonder how many teams are calling, and I wonder what that looks like. Pick up the phone. Hey, we're so-and-so. We'd like to talk about an offer for Micah. They just hang the phone up, or do they sit there and soak it in and actually have some discussion?
I mean, Brian used to do that job, right? You used to, like, fish for trades with different teams. What would those initial conversations be like for you?
Well, what my responsibility was to get on a level like that, mm-hmm. general manager's talking to general manager. My indication, with things I used to have to do was I would talk to director of pro personnel and we'd say, hey, listen, Jerry and Steven have called me to ask if you would be mm-hmm. interested. A trade that would involve multiple ones, that's going to be GM to GM. That might even be owner to owner is what that one might even be.
So if I called you and I said, hey, we'll give you two ones, a two, and Lucas Van Ness for Micah, what do you think?
Lucas Van Ness, he's the edge on that.
Yep, that's another end.
You know what? I don't feel like I need the end. I feel like, but we've talked about the corner. I think it's a doable deal. I wouldn't hang up the phone on you if you told me two ones, a two, and another player. But if it was somebody that, you know, is it somebody like
Bullard?
Is it a corner that can help me? A corner that could start? Sure, absolutely. But I'm not hanging up the phone on you because you've brought up. Now, I will say this, though. If you're going to offer me two ones, I know it's Green Bay. Maybe, you know, you're really looking at two twos. Two twos, a three, and a player is really what you're looking at. So that's why I'm going to hold you up on the player because I'm really on the back end of this. I'm kind of taking two twos and a three. So give me a better player that I can play with right now to help me bridge to those picks.
I don't know if Jerry and Steven would have the time to even want to go over that phone conversation, but if they got a good businessman on the phone, there's no way he's going to hang up without knowing what the options are. You never know when someone's going to offer three ones in a two. You know, they're just like, we're in go-for-it mode. Our owner is, you know, wanting one last ride into the sunset, and Mike is the way that we can do this right now. So I always want to know what the guy on the other end says, but I think the most relevant thing with the Joneses and this Micah trade story or possibility or long shot or whatever it is, you know, just for me, Jerry builds long-term storylines and relationships with his players, and the players are stars on the most popular TV show in America. You don't just take players from another team and plug them into your TV show. You know, you have built a relationship where the fans love this guy. They have this guy's jersey, right? And to be a one jersey guy, there's extra value in that. So, and I do think that's another way that the Jones family putting business first prevents them from making the best football decision at the time.
Where you're going to have to also think about is whoever you deal with is going to ask permission to talk to Micah's agent. They're going to want to be able to make a deal. They don't want to make a trade if they won't make a trade if they don't feel like that they can get a deal done with that.
And we saw Howie Roseman. I think Medford played this clip earlier.
So you got to give them permission to do that.
Howie was talking about the A.J. Brown deal that they made.
Yeah.
And they had the deal in place with Tennessee in the morning. But they didn't want anything to go through until they negotiated with A.J. Brown and his agent to ensure that they could get him signed. Because he didn't want to be the GM that trades for A.J. Brown, and now I can't get a deal done, and I look like a dummy.
Yeah.
So you're 100% right on that.
And, Brian, you said yesterday your guys and your sources or whatever were telling you that the Packers would be willing to do 40.
I think the Packers would be totally in on a player that has youth, one of the best players in the National Football League. And so those elements, and it would help their – that helped their defense tremendously. They've been kind of chasing that position a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it's a player that might change the dynamic for Green Bay. A preseason game, too, if we wanted to keep the conversation going in a positive direction, like what do you want to see on Saturday night? I think that offensive line and their ability to create a clean pocket for Joe Milton was very impressive, and I feel like this might be the best offensive line depth we've had. Can you continue to do it against Baltimore? You know, Bass and Hoffman and, I guess, Awesome Richards. And then Nate Thomas, it's like, hey, your backup line might actually be pretty dang good.
Yeah.
So hopefully we see a continuation of that. And obviously you're looking for better performance from Joe Milton. I'm looking for one or two reads and go, Joe Milton. I'm not believing that I'm going to be a pocket quarterback anytime soon. Maybe I'll figure that out over the next 5 years. But I think the Cowboys should today try to figure out if Shoddy said last week was evaluating. Your evaluation is not a pocket quarterback, period, point blank, end of story. If you want to continue for that, Joe, we'll find another team to trade you to. Can you do one read and run, Joe Milton? Because that, you know, I think not only would it be exciting, but would be a much better winning game plan than three and out with, you know, consecutive passes again. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, I mean, that's not like the most sustainable long-term way to win. But, yes, if you're talking about, hey, we do need you for a couple of games, Joe, we're going to go ahead and need you to play to your strengths. And your strength is absolutely running the football and then throwing bombskis.
Okay, a massive Texas Rangers weekend, isn't it? They're in Toronto.
It's big.
Will they be 500 at the end of the weekend? Will they be 500 again this season? Those are all relevant questions here. They are not favored to win this series. They've been a bad road team all year.
Really bad.
This would be a perfect place for it to turn around. Obviously, the 2023 Rangers were in a horrible spot. There was a magical plane ride, you know, from one side of the country to the other that apparently transformed them by the time they arrived to take on Tampa.
Mm-hmm. When they flew over Texas, they knew they effed up.
Said, gosh, dang it, what the hell?
Yeah, we should be getting off right here, guys. Let's lock in.
Yeah.
Maybe a trip north of the border does that. You know, maybe I'm just wishful thinking here and grasping at straws. But really unbelievable the Astros have withstood all the injuries they have, and they're still 7.5 games better. And the Rangers are now 3.5 back in the wild card. So you could be looking at 5.5 games with 37 to play by the time we get here on Monday. And I think if it does go, you know, 5 over, when does, hey, DeGrom's coming back, hasn't done much since 23. We got to look at innings, you know. When does next year start to come into focus? When does, hey, maybe, you know, we should be shutting down Evaldi as well? He's a super long shot for the Cy Young. I don't want to be having those conversations, but I think those might be within a couple of weeks here on your home of the Cowboys, home of the Rangers. Big weekend for Matt Stafford. Hasn't practiced during camp because of that aggravated disc in his back. He's gonna practice tomorrow or work out tomorrow, but the Rams are pushing him to do a little bit something tomorrow just to test and see where it is. That's a big factor. This is one of the few teams that I think has a chance to be really good, along with Philly and Detroit, although you're down on Detroit, aren't you, Wolchuk? I don't know who's good in the NFC. I don't know who's going to win the NFC West, but I think right now if you tell me Stafford healthy, I'd say Rams.
Yeah, I mean, I've been leaning with the Rams. I think the Rams, to me, are the team that is best equipped right now to win this AFC. I just think you're going to get natural regression, as I've said, from the Eagles. I don't think they'll be healthy this year. And then the Lions, we're seeing it already with just some – the offense is not what it was. And I think you're going to have – you had a dominant play caller in Ben Johnson, and you lose that center. I just don't – they still have great players, don't get me wrong. The Lions probably will end up being good, right? That was a bold prediction for a reason. I was expecting that to be wrong. I hope I end up being right. I'll look smart for it. But I think the Lions will still have something to say about it. If Stafford's healthy, I'm picking the Rams. But the big reason is their defensive line. Yeah. I think their defensive line is outstanding. And I think that they're being slept on. And by the end of the year, they're going to be looked at as one of the best units in all of football.
Yeah, I think a team that's being slept on is Tampa.
Yeah.
I think Tampa,
that's what Baldy told us this morning.
Yeah, I think Tampa's a team that kind of people are kind of not really paying much attention because it's the NFC South. You know, we think, New Orleans is bad, Carolina's bad. Who knows what's going to happen in Atlanta? They have capabilities of being good and bad. But I think Tampa's a team that might be, you know, maybe not the one seed, but probably two or three when it's all said and done. They'll find a way to dominate that division.
Yeah.
And then they'll find a way to win. You know, the key to Dallas this season, and I was talking to somebody in the league about this. They were saying Dallas has got to find a way to win. You know, win these games that like these divisional games. It's going to be tough, but they got to find a way just not to get, you know, swept like in the West or swept in the North. You know, you got to, if you could split those games and then find a way. You got, you know, you played well against Washington last year. You know, maybe you could do the same thing again. But man, they just can't go and loot and be just swept by the NFC North or swept by the AFC West.
Boy, that'd get ugly if you like lose to the Bears and Raiders.
Yeah.
Then that really comes into reality. And I don't know. I guess I'm giving them credit for at least six or seven wins, but that would be worst case scenario. Dale Hansen teasing in a story today in the morning news, he might want back in.
What?
Yes. Said he's got a podcast going, but quote, "I'm a big man. I need a little more to eat."
He's Dale.
76 years old, still got his fastball, writing commentaries,
sure.
And he's got the itch.
He's running out of money.
Seems like from the interview. Yeah, he did mention money within the first paragraph of the story once again.
He's running out of money.
Taking L's on the poker table?
He said he'd be rich if he didn't love animals so much. Apparently he's got like a ranch and a bunch of animals and stuff out there. Maybe it is time for a re-entry into the game. I think he might still have it. Dog's here. Speaking of animals, salute to you.
Did he change his hair color, man?
He did, dude. Man, that's rock and roll right there.
I think he dyed his soul patch.
Yes.
Look at that.
We're live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. Come say hi. It is a pickleball happy hour. Stella Artois is here with the samples and... You know, you're going to be playing pickup. There's a lot of athletic ladies here. Let's just be honest. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. You know, some very talented ladies.
Very MILFy.
Who, you know, I don't know if it's that or it's the other end of the spectrum.
MILFy.
Or maybe even before that. You know, there's some eligible young ladies out here that love playing pickleball. So if that is your game, I would say, you know, hightail it here and, you know, check out the fastest rising adult sport in America. Pickleball at the best pickleball spot, Pickler Universe in Carrollton. We got our G-Bag of the Day champion. Then Woolchuck's top 10 coming up next here at 220. Where are you taking us, buddy?
It's a football Friday. The top 10 training camp standouts for your Dallas Cowboys. That's next.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
In the nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here. We are live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, and it's time for Woolchuk's Top 10 at 220 and a replay of the G-Bag of the Day champion. If you ever miss the G-Bag of the Day, it's every night 5:30 here on 105.3 The Fan. You can, you know, check that out with the Odyssey app or YouTube, instant rewind functionality and all that. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And back into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Yeah, here we go. G-Bag of the Day, like my man just said, we do it every day, 5:30, replay the champ right about here. You're lucky you caught it.
Yeah!
You did it.
You did it, man. If you see anything popping over the weekend, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. This is day number 4 for this champion audio. Texas Rangers Rowdy Tellez was not a fan of his interview with the G-Bags, so he jumped on the Foul Territory podcast to tell his story.
Why do you let Jock Peterson, of all people, go like this to you? And I heard him call you fat. Like, what are we doing? Like, you're bigger than him. Squash him.
It's a little inside joke. You're a big guy too, so you get it. But, you know, we have bigger stomachs. And, you know, we're just a couple of, you know, some, you know, the Bash Bros or something. I don't know. The Belly Bandits. I don't know. Whatever you want to call it. Somebody else called me something. I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat. And, they were like, hey, you know, if you could eat anything here, what would it be? And I was like, oh, I don't know, whatever. And they were like, yeah, have you ever had food here? And I was like, yeah, believe it or not, I have. I live here. And they were like, oh, so you've eaten. And I was like, yeah. And they called me the girth quake or something stupid.
And did you feel like they took it too far there when they were on with you? Like, was it?
No,
I mean, I didn't listen to the whole thing, but what was the deal?
They tried to be funny, and they're not. They're just not funny. So I went full just emotionless person and was like, hey, guys, that was pretty stupid. So we'll leave it at that.
Yep, a little shock jock stuff.
Great follow-up, Scott.
A little shock jock stuff.
Man, him recapping that interview in paraphrase style is actually the funniest thing he's ever said. So I'm glad we could make that happen for Rowdy.
The Belly Bandits is pretty strong.
You like that? You like that better than Girthquake?
Yeah, if like Bash Bros, Belly Bandits. Yeah, like if I found a fellow fat person, I wouldn't mind being the Belly Bandits. I think that's cool.
Yeah,
well, it is like the cool offensive line.
I'm hoping that Rowdy can find that swing again. You know, tonight hit you another home run or two.
Hey, out of all the hate little situations that I've been tagged in, and all the different platforms, it's overwhelmingly people love the Girthquake.
Oh yeah, it's a great
even
thing.
Even if there's mad hate out there, be like, yeah, those guys suck, but that Girthquake was pretty good. You know what I mean? Chef's kiss.
I mean, he is a couple home runs away from jumping into my top 10 favorite fat athletes of all time. A list that I keep near and dear to my heart has the likes of John Daly, George Foreman, Babe Ruth, Kirby Puckett.
Do you want to take the top 10 today?
Well, I mean, I could.
We can combo platter if you
want. He's not in it yet.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
He's not in it. I need some more Bombskis. I need him to, you know, put on a show.
Y'all should do fat athletes right now while it's hot.
All right.
Tell you what.
It's hot, bro.
That's a tease for Monday. I'm going to do some homework over the weekend.
There we go.
Okay. All right. Here's in the meantime, here's Woolchuck with his top 10 at 220.
The Wooly Bully.
Woolchuck's whole weekend is just going to be scouting out the fattest athletes of all time.
There's some legends, dude. Don't forget Fat Ronaldo or Fat Maradona.
Okay. I'm going to make sure I don't. Fat Ronaldo, Fat Maradona. Put that in memory bank. I'm going to get to the stadium early tomorrow. Cecil and Prince.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, Cecil and Prince. We got that. Trying to rack my brain on some more. We're going to get to that.
Sean Kemp. Sean Kemp.
Shaq.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be good. I can't wait to get to this on Monday. All right. Today's list is going to be an 877-881-1053. I know we got a lot of Tolos that went out to camp this year, watched some practices, or We do an awesome job on the beat, whether it's John Machota, Nick Harris, Tommy Yarish, Calvin Watkins, whoever it is, Joseph Hoyt, putting out clips. And you can kind of judge for yourself. Then we, of course, are recapping practice ourselves. We've got all the platforms, Love of the Star. Of course, Votch and Brian are doing their thing. We got a lot. We got a lot going on. So what would you... Who texted you?
Bobby wants to make sure that Jake Berger and Jock Peterson are on the list as well.
Okay. They might be honorable mentions because I don't know if they can make the top 10 just yet.
Bobby said this list is just half the Rangers' current roster.
Oh, boy.
You don't want to forget Mavs' Raymond Felton. You know, Luca. Maybe Luca.
Raymond Felton.
Luca might be number one on the list.
I saw him in a Legends game. I was like, what the hell? That is not Raymond Felton. Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
CJ Anderson.
Darren Williams.
CJ Anderson's a good one.
Biscuit away from an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, that'd be a good callback. But top 10 performances out in Oxnard. Who do you think had the best camps? The camp standouts, courtesy of DallasCowboys.com. How about this football stat of the day? Dak haters, go ahead and put the earmuffs on. Best quarterbacks versus the Blitz over the past 3 years. Josh Allen. Joe Burrow. Dak Prescott.
Oh.
Oh,
it's terrific. What is the category for this? Like, what are they using to determine? Is it just...
versus the Blitz?
Yeah, like...
That's all I got.
Okay.
This is PFF, so, it's not like so take it with
the ball, okay, the okay. ball gets out.
No, fair. Okay, so it's the PFF grade.
It's the Pro Football Focus grade.
Okay.
Josh Allen got a 91.5, Burrow 91.3, Dak at an 89.6, and then Lamar Jackson at an 89.
Hmm.
But I think every year we have kind of looked at this, and Dak's numbers are usually pretty good once blitzed.
Yeah, I think it's the mark of a really good veteran quarterback is, you know, how do you do against the blitz? The problem is when they get home with four against anybody, your quarterback is going to be toast, and the Cowboys fail to acknowledge that. They've put him out there to get beat because, you know, the line can't handle four. That's what happened against the Niners. You couldn't run against them, and they were pressuring the hell out of you without sending extra guys. You're dead in the water, Joneses, and they still haven't fixed it. That was 2021.
Well, and it's when post-snap...
Make them blitz, and they're toast.
He thinks maybe somebody is blitzing, and it's whenever you get the drop. Like, I think the drop linebackers cause him problems, man. That's when we've seen the Fred Warners have success.
Maybe a pre-snap misread. Maybe kind of thinking like, okay, that guy is going to be there, so I have to work around it, but actually the guy's not. It's somewhere else he's going. So, yeah, it's some pre-snap stuff might give him some problems there.
All right, 877-881-1053. We've got the camp standouts for our Dallas Cowboys as we wrap up in Oxnard. Boys come home. We got pregame tomorrow. Eric and Brian will have that. We'll have the postgame until 11 p.m. Two-hour post in the preseason. We'll get back to your three-hour post once the regular season starts. Looking forward to that. And the Ravens, this is going to be a good test because I think the Ravens are going to be playing quite a few good players. But watching them last week, man, that defense is pretty deep. Like David Ajobo. Having him as a guy that, like, is a third-string bubble player, I mean, if the Ravens don't keep him on the roster, the Cowboys better go out and claim his ass. Go and get him.
I kind of hope they claim his whole body.
I just like the rear.
Yeah.
That's an all-rear team member right there.
Low man wins.
Man, I shouldn't care. That's a bad carryover from the white pants stuff yesterday, man.
You're on a roll.
I am. Holden made it as an honorable mention. I was surprised he didn't make top 10 on this thing. Kenneth Murray was an honorable mention player.
He's gone a long time.
He was.
He did a lot in a short period of time.
I think I saw him practice one time.
Sanborn was honorable mention. Blue, and they do note if he was not hurt, probably would have made the top 10 on this list.
Sure.
Zion Childress. Man, I would advocate Zion Childress should be a top 5 standout for me.
Well, certainly if you were doing, like, the surprise standouts,
I think
he would have to be, like, him and Holden would be fighting for one and two.
But this is a guy that was, like, sixth on the depth chart, and I think now if I had to play a game today, and this is me, the Cowboys don't care what I think, and they're going to do what they want to do, but he has getting run with the ones right now. I think with the health situation, if you don't want to kick Bland inside, I'm going Bland, Elam, and I'm saying Zion. Let's see. Let's see what you can do.
Here's my question then to you gentlemen. Is Childers playing because Hall has been poor?
He's been better than Hall.
Yeah, I mean, I think Hall has been pretty poor.
Has Hall's demise elevated a guy that's been okay?
I think you could say that his demise is. But I think Childers has played well. I don't view it like that.
Yeah.
That it. I think I don't think he's just been
I'm just kind of looking at it as I when I was at practice, I was like, they've got to do something for Hall.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that there were a couple of practices where Childers looked okay. And then, you know, in the game the other day, he didn't look very good in zone coverage, I didn't think.
No, I agree with that.
So to me, I wonder if this is more about Childers being okay, Hall being below okay, whatever that is.
I mean, for sure. Like, don't get me wrong. If you go into the game on Thursday night versus the Eagles and Childress is the starting nickel, we can all say, hey, good for him. He kind of, you know, he earned it. He played well. But yeah, that is he's going to get picked on, and that is going to be a giant area of concern game.
This is where I think this game is important this week. If they struggle at nickel this week with say, the guys that they run through, this might be the game that the front office says we got to go get a corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the game.
Wouldn't you wait until cutdowns, though? Because
I probably wouldn't. I probably wouldn't, because I'm thinking about if I could get a guy in now, and I might play the game with a cutdown, I might go get a veteran guy now and get him ready for 10 days or how many days you have to get ready for Philadelphia.
I need to go back and look at, like, what was the week the last 2 years they've made those trades, like the swaps.
I'm just saying
it might be right around now.
I just feel like this is the game where you're going to either look at your secondary and say, man, we have got to go get a guy, or no, we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Kendall Fuller's still out there, and he can play inside, outside.
Yeah.
You know, he's a veteran, obviously. You know, he's maybe average or a little bit below average, but that is a massive jump from where you are with your depth chart right now.
Number 10 on the Cowboys camp standouts, courtesy of DallasCowboys.com, Javonte Williams came in at 10. If there was any doubt as to whom would win the running back competition, Williams is doing his best to end the debate. Started camp as the number one back, leaving camp as the number one back.
Mm.
Number 9, Osa Digizua, comes in at 9. Looked leaner, quicker, stronger in the middle.
Man.
Shut down several of the inside runs.
Isn't that frustrating when you pay a guy like, don't you want him to be a no-brainer top fiver?
I kind of felt like that Winfrey and then also, though, Solomon Thomas were better.
Yeah, Solomon Thomas was 11. Solomon Thomas just missed the top 10. I thought Solomon Thomas had a really good camp.
Wow.
Winfrey, I think.
Those guys at .com missed me being over there.
Yeah.
Mm. Used to argue these things.
8, Donovan Ezeraku. I thought Ezeraku would be higher.
I thought he'd be in the top 5.
Preseason game might have hurt him.
7 is Malik Hooker.
Yeah, he's getting his hands
on some
footballs.
I thought Hooker did have a good camp.
Yeah, when we were there, yeah, he definitely made some plays in the run game as well.
6, Maris Liofau.
Been good.
Certainly looked great. I mean, out of everyone else that was on the field in the opening couple series the other night. Kyler Elam at number 5.
I saw all his cut-ups, though. I saw the non-highlight plays that you were talking about, Brian.
Where
somebody clipped up the all-22. There's about 3 minutes worth of it. I think actually Marcus Mosher did it. And I saw what you were talking about. Like, oh, man, there's some really good plays, but then there's some plays where he just kind of gets, I don't know, washed out or he's taking two risks.
He'll guess.
Yeah.
And when he starts to guess, that's when things get wonky.
Yeah, he will do his best to undercut a block or two, but sometimes he'll hit it just right.
Number 4, Kevontae Turpin. I would argue Kevontae Turpin should be number 1.
Yeah, there's going to be so much space available for him, too. I mean, that applies to everybody with Pickens and Lamb now. I mean, if you could get a run game going on top of that, just the idea that you could get Turpin the ball in space and get him up to speed before anybody can really rally to the football. You know, I think that's the biggest opportunity right now for changing what last year was, along with George Pickens and getting a lot more speed and house call ability onto the field.
I mean, I witnessed Eric have to change his pants on the field watching Kevontae Turpin.
I'm so glad I brought that backup pair that day.
You needed them.
Oh, my gosh.
You didn't have the white pair, huh?
No, not when I got there.
Yeah.
But they were making a concerted effort to get him involved.
They were.
And you saw some big plays down the field, but especially that quick action stuff. Just boom, space, a guy who's so fast he can't help but go get roughly a first down every time he touches the ball.
Top 3 Cowboy standouts, Pickens at 3, Dak at 2, and CeeDee Lamb at 1.
Yeah, those three were crushing most of the days. Terrific stuff, Woolchuck. There it is. Zach with an H every weekday, 2:20 here on The Fan, gives you his top 10.
Chief, it's a Friday. What are we doing?
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub. Next round.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Right here in the nation.
Very 1980s of you. Don't you forget about me. And then you kind of stop.
All right, we are live Pickler Universe here. We got Friday vibes going, okay? And even though the show is off at 5:30, we do have some LA Live here coming up for you at 4:40. So you're 2 hours from Lucius holding it down, LA Live at a Friday afternoon. It's time now to recap some of the best things we've experienced here recently, Chief. Live from Pickler Universe in Carrollton, here's Eric.
That's right. Thank you very much, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here is British Ian.
Biggest dub.
How about the 817 biggest dub? My new twin baby boy and girl, Seeger and Hazel.
Oh, very that's nice. Awesome.
Seeger's a good name. Seeger, yeah. That's a sick first name.
Yeah,
I like that quite a bit, man.
Last name?
Not sure about the last
name.
Oh,
we can't say that on air, right?
We could, but he didn't put it.
Okay.
You know, I would have read it if he put it.
I'd go middle name Simeon. Seeger Simeon Dawson.
Simeon.
Yeah.
I like Dawson.
That. Yeah. What about Seeger Rowdy? Or Rowdy Seeger Dawson?
Well, I think Rowdy would be the nickname I give him if, you know, some childhood obesity comes on board.
Wow. Okay, fantastic. We're going to get into some of the mean comments.
And there's a chance of that if you're one of my kids.
We all took some L's this week in the
is
comments.
There, Bennett's not been
no,
fat.
He's not at all.
He's a lean machine despite all that beer drinking.
He works out.
He must work out.
No, it's funny. He calls me the other day. He calls me like, can I tell a real quick story? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
he
please.
Calls me last night, sorry. And I'm like, hey, son, how was the trip? Hey, Dad, doing great. Yeah. A Crown and Coke. Yeah, everything was cool, you know. He was like ordering while he was talking to me.
Double Crown and Coke.
He goes, Dad, everything's cool. Got it unpacked. Double Crown and Coke. Yeah. Okay, yeah, everything was unloaded. I'm like, I'll catch you later.
That's a good order.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much is that? Oh, Dad, can you send me like $72?
Exactly.
I'm going to need about six of these.
Exactly.
Well, at least he's over 21 when he's making these calls now.
Okay, another now. One. He called me FaceTime in the parking lot when Dawson was driving by, so I kind of saw Dawson. And so he calls me FaceTime. He's driving the Cannon, the Texas Cannon, Smokey.
That's sweet.
He's driving it to go to do some maintenance on it.
And this is right after the
He almost
crown.
Caused a wreck.
No way.
It's like, oh, dad, whoa, got to get off the phone now, sorry. And like, he was on 35 with the cannon, and I'm like, Bennett, just go. Just go and just
10-2.
Pay attention, don't be calling me, and all that stuff.
So he's got the cannon on a trailer?
He's got the cannon, Smokey the cannon in the trailer. Yeah,
he was. So he can back up a trailer, put it in this?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, look at this. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Special set of skills.
Yeah.
Well, he would have been good for Biggest L of the Week had he wrecked that thing.
He would have been a big L.
He stayed 10-2.
Smokey rolling around on 35 somewhere.
Well, that would have prolonged your retirement plans by another handful of years, I would imagine.
You would have been
stuck with that bill.
Yeah.
All right, our buddy Woody here, Big L, lost two of his homies to Foolish Acts, and they are on their way to the big house. So,
dang,
Godspeed to those fellas.
Michigan football.
Oh, gee.
Now, Biggest W
says.
Whoa,
say again what happened?
Foolish Acts.
Lost two of the homies to Foolish Acts, and they are on their way to the big house.
Okay. Sorry about that, Woody.
So not Michigan football.
Dang, thoughts and prayers.
Big Dub, though, he says he's still going strong off the opiates and the benzos, and he notes two more weeks to football season. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. 214, Biggest Dub, we picked the wedding venue. Biggest L, we got the invoice to the venue. That's Tolo Allen. Allen's a beast, and his lovely fiance. I know that is going to be a wedding for the ages, but these wedding venues are just cleaning up.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Hand over fist.
Might be a good venture for us. Maybe we just find a place and start our own.
I like that. Our one caveat is we get to crash the reception every time. We have carte blanche here.
Yes.
Okay, so you will be seeing us again. Go ahead and sign on that dotted line there, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you for the finger foods.
On the marriage. 214, Biggest Dub, I retired on Wednesday. He says Biggest L, though. My wife did, too.
Oh, no. Well,
they're synchronized on the retirements there.
Sounds like a good time to pick up golf.
Couldn't get a free year.
Pickleball.
With the buddies. Or pickleball.
Yeah, or pickleball. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Good husband and wife sport.
No question about it. 615, my L is my mother-in-law still spells my name Zach with a K, and it's spelled Zach with an H.
I know that issue.
Zachs with an H are scholars. Zachs with a K are crackheads.
Amen.
According to the 615.
Hey, I co-sign that.
Okay, so into the comments section we go, because we, like Lucius mentioned, I mean, every platform has taken this rowdy thing, aggregated it, just so that they can get feasted in the comments. Mike Leslie.
All the engagement.
Okay.
Just engagement farming. And
well
WFAA.
Played, Leslie. I mean, I've gone upside Leslie's head on the show number of times over the years, so turnabout's fair play. You know, I figure this is broadcast gentleman to broadcast gentleman, fair play, Leslie.
Just don't hit me in the face, right? Isn't that what Anchorman?
Yeah.
The rules of engagement.
Just
don't hit me in the face. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Oh, no. 682, Biggest L. I messaged my ex this week.
Oh.
The B word.
Oh.
He calls her. So that's a bummer. He fell into that trap.
Beautiful.
That's it. You need to put the ringtone. You ever heard Elton John has a song called The Bitch's Back? That's a good ringtone for you if you ever have to go that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Look it up. It's a real Elton John song.
You just make it just for when she calls.
Yeah.
I like that.
Bitch's back.
All right, here we go into the comments section.
Did I say that? Did I mess
on a,
up?
On a couple of
did.
Different platforms.
I think we're good.
Darn it.
Kids haven't been picked up from school yet. You know? So
yeah, you're right about
before
this.
Before they're picked up or after they go to bed, you're good.
Sorry about that, kids.
All right, mean comments?
Mean comments start as such. That's G-Bag for you. The only one I thoroughly enjoy is Broadus.
Hell yeah.
Thanks. Well done. Thank you, Brian.
Yep. Thank you.
Someone said, Eric is unbearable. Can't stand either of the nosebleeds guys. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Wolchuck. You got
Same.
Lumped in.
Eric. These guys stink.
Another guy says, Chia Follow has zero comedic chops.
Have you heard his Dick Fangio stuff?
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, I feel like the Dick Fangio stuff was pretty good. Yeah. That went over well.
Super Bowl loved that.
Incredible.
I figure, you know, it's a good time to acknowledge that while we're super popular and, like, so many people love our show, like, even an amazing show, the majority of people aren't listening to you, right? So they're like, oh, not my thing. And then they see you on their feed, and they're like, oh, I'm going to take shots at these dudes, right? Because they're not my guys.
Exactly.
We get it, you know? We're a lot of people's guys. If we're not your guys, you're probably not even listening. We have seen how our Tolos have had our backs. I would like to go through our Tolos crushing these idiots who have, you know, chosen to so thoroughly get their weight behind such a sensitive man.
All right, Dawson, enough of that. More mean tweets.
Yeah, because there is a lot of good. The Tolo G-Bag Army was loud and proud, and we appreciate that. But it's funnier to read the hate, like Marcus Hughes saying, I liked him when they were the nosebleed seats. I'd listen to them in the car during COVID all the time. Zach has actually put real effort into being knowledgeable, especially when it comes to breaking down Cowboys film. So I got respect for him. But Eric is just so out of place, it's cringeworthy.
Wow.
And then Zach Wolchuk commented on that and said, yeah, those guys are the worst. let's see. We have used to be a diehard Tolo. Now I only listen to Sean and RJ and just the Lucius segments for G-Bag. LA Live
that's
is
good.
So
that's
good.
Thank you very much,
that's
man.
Quite true.
20 minutes a day. We'll take it.
Great. We love you.
Eddie Frazier. Hate that show. Lucius is the only tolerable voice on that show.
There you go, man. They got the. They
God
got
bless
us.
You, Lucius.
Hey, man. Way to go, Lucius.
Bring us the listeners, LA.
A lot of, is it G-Bag or D-Bag? You know, that was going around quite a bit.
I've
been hearing that one for 15 years. Good one. Brad Shears says, how does anyone on G-Bag still have a job after this? Any other job? That's a fireable offense. Did they all suck bleep the big wigs at Odyssey?
I wish. You can check our paychecks. If
not all
like
of us. how about this guy, Patrick McLeod?
Hi, Patrick.
He looks like Santa Claus.
McLeod.
He says, Broadus is the only reason to listen to that station.
Oh!
The rest of them have been sniffing their farts for so long that they think they're perfume. Nope, just farts.
Dang.
How did they know
is that?
That
dude my age?
I know.
Is he my age?
Yeah, he looks like Santa Claus.
Yeah, okay, he's my age, yeah.
All right, we got to turn this webcam off. let's see. There was some good. Oh, yeah. Chia Follow is so tasteless. Please leave Rowdy alone, you dumb bleeps. I'd rather listen to.
You're not even going to know who Rowdy is in 4 months.
And someone said,
4 weeks.
I'd rather listen to Kavanaugh just fart into the microphone for 4 hours than those other two schmoes they added to the program.
Fair.
So that's pretty much where we're at here. That's just a handful. But I think that was our biggest L of the week.
Yes, indeed. Well done.
In the sense that it was a huge victory and Rowdy can go bleep himself.
There he is, Eric Chiafalo.
We love fat people. That's the thing that pisses me off so much. Like, we love them.
We embrace it ourselves.
It's taken totally out of context.
We love them. We should do our own fat people cults remix.
You know what? Let's do this.
I mean, it's so impressive that you could have so much extra weight and still move so explosively to hit bombs. You know, here I am just rail thin, you know, trying to be quick in any way. Dude's packing on an extra 50, 60 pounds and exploding through the strike zone. He's putting it on Hall of Fame mode.
Thank you.
Okay. And still finds a way to get one hit
fats.
A week.
Yes. We love our team.
Okay.
They're fat and we love you.
We got the top stories of the day coming up next. Preseason football. It's a proper football Friday, and we'll talk about what we're hoping to see. And how about Cowboys with the most pressure on them going into 2025? Ooh. That's coming up next. We're live at Pickler University here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.